Evening. Certainly good to see everyone out this evening. I'd like to thank everyone for the opportunity to be able to come out and present God's Word to you. So the sermon I decided to do is one I've presented at Ellis before, and it's Keeping the Faith. So when we think about the wickedness that's going on in this world, especially within these last few years in this country, it can be a hard thing to try to keep our faith strong. So I'd like to spend a few minutes looking at a few tools that we have access to that God blessed us with to be able to keep our faith strong. The first, I want to look at prayer. So prayer is a very powerful tool that God has given us. You know, when someone is stressed out or upset or depressed, you know, it can really help someone out to be able to vent to someone. What better person do we have to vent to than our Creator? Turn with me now, if you will, to James chapter 5. James chapter 5, begin in verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. The key words in this is there in that last part of verse 16. A fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's nothing that we can't prevail through without having prayer to help ask God to guide us through these things. Next, we have God's Word. You know, studying God's Word can really help to construct our ways through tough times. If you will turn with me over to Job chapter 1, I want to take a look at the things that he went through. Job chapter 1, beginning in verse 13. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, when the sea beams raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord give, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Always, every time that I read this story, it's a huge encouragement. Because you think about what happened to Job. He had everything in an instant just ripped out of his life. And how many times can we think about our own lives, if something like that would have happened to us, would we be able to keep our faith strong in God? Would we be able to turn and praise God and still keep our faith strong? We also need to encourage one another. Encouraging one another is a great, great way to help keep our faith strong. And the perfect example that I have for this was whenever my dad passed away. We were shown enormous amounts of love and support, and it was a great encouragement to us. And just being here tonight, you know, studying God's Word and singing praises to Him is another great way to encourage one another. you will now turn with me over to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, I want to begin in verse 19. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus, submitting to one another in the fear of God. And lastly, the thing I want to look at is what we have to look forward to in the end. And that is the reward that we have of being able to spend eternity in heaven with our Lord. If you will turn with me over to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. John really puts it in perspective here, and it's describing of what we have to look forward to. Thinking about all this wickedness that's going on, all the pain and suffering that we have went through, all of it will be gone when we get to heaven. We won't have to worry about any of it, and we'll be with our Lord. We also, you know, tend to think about the wickedness that's going on in this world that, you know, it's hard to see ones getting by with some of the things that they do wrong. You know, example in some politicians or ones that are in higher power that are getting by with doing things that are wrong, that we know that is very sinful. But looking on, further on into verse 8 of Revelation 21, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable murderers, sexual immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So these kind of things that are going on are not going to go unpunished. God has a punishment for them. We just need to worry about keeping our faith strong. When we think about all the wickedness that's going on in this world, I like to think about Paul and what he did before, you know, God confronted him on the road to Damascus. You know, before that, he was responsible for a lot of persecution to the church. But if you think about what he was doing, he was truly passionate about what he did. He truly thought that what he was doing was right. And I'd like to think, you know, that God saw that passion in him. You know, and what better way to use that passion than to convert him? Because then, you know, Paul went on to be a very faithful servant to God. He went on to write most of the New Testament. So we think about the things that are going on today, like, for example, for the ones who are truly fighting hard for homosexuality or these transgenders. Imagine what they could do if they used that same passion if we were to convert them. Imagine what they the kind of faith that they would have. That's the kind of strong faith that we need. So now I'd like to, at this time, extend the invitation to anyone who is here and they have heard the word, as it says in Romans 10:17. They believe it, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of your past sins, Acts 3:19, and are ready to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32. And be baptized, it says in Acts 2:38. And then begin your walk of life, or if you are struggling to remain faithful, as it says in Revelation 2:10, we ask that you come forward now as we stand and sing.